There is nothing like the presence of the Lord. There is nothing like the presence of the Lord. When we see His face, He is here in this place. There is nothing like the presence of the Lord. There is nothing like the presence of the Lord. There is nothing like the presence of the Lord. When we see His face, He is here in this place. There is nothing like the presence of the Lord. There is nothing like the presence of the Lord. There is nothing like the presence of the Lord. As we seek His face, He is here in this place. There is nothing like the presence of the Lord. There is healing in the presence of the Lord. There is healing in the presence of the Lord. As we seek His face, He is here in this place. There is nothing like the presence of the Lord. There is freedom in the presence of the Lord. There is healing in freedom in the presence of the Lord. As we seek His face, He is here in this place. There is freedom in the presence of the Lord. There is nothing like the presence of the Lord. There is nothing like the presence of the Lord. As we seek His face, He is here in this place. As we seek His face, He is here in this place. As we seek His face, He is here in this place. There is nothing like the presence of the Lord. There is nothing like the presence of the Lord. And Father, so we thank You for this day. We thank You for all of Your many blessings. We want to thank You for another day that You have made. Another day, oh God, that we get to see Your glory. Another day that we can abide in Your presence. Another day we can chase and hunger after You the more. And another day, God, that You will satisfy our hunger, quench our thirst, God, heal our bodies, open up doors, make ways out of no way. Another day, God, that You can just be God all by Yourself. We thank You is because that You are alone our God. No one can compare to You. There's no one like You. No one can be take Your place. No one can replace You. No one can remove You. No one can defeat you. You are an undefeated foe. You are an undefeated king. You are an undefeated God. The enemy can't do anything against you. And so it's a great thing, God, to give thanks unto you. And it's a great thing, God, to be in your presence. There is absolutely nothing like the presence of the Lord. You come in, God, when we invite you into our presence, when we invite you into our midst, God, you come in and you change situations. You come in and shift atmosphere. God, you come in and you change environments. God, you come in and you do great and marvelous things, God. Light, oh God, abides. When you come in, God, darkness must flee. When you come in, God, sickness, oh God, and death must go away. When you come in, God, because you are the giver of life. You are the breather in of life. God, you are the God, the reason why we live and move and have our very being, God. You are everything that we need and more, God. And so we bless you, Lord, this morning as we invite you into our midst, God. We glorify your name this morning, God, as we endeavor to have you come in and inhabit our praises. We bless your name this morning, God, because there is absolutely nothing like being in the presence of an almighty God. So we bless you, Lord, with the fruit of our lips, oh God, this day. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you the highest praise. Glory to your wonderful name. We bless your name this morning. Thank you, Lord, for a chance to seek after your face. Thank you, Lord, for a mind to, God, run after you. God, thank you, Lord, for keeping me all night long. God, thank you, Lord, that I didn't have to stay up all night worrying. God, thank you, Lord, that you have been a keeper and a mind regulator. Thank you, Lord, that you are my strength, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that you sacrifice your life for me. Thank you, Lord, God, for your blood that washes me, God. Thank you, Lord, God, for another chance to say yes to your will and yes to your way. Oh, God, I humbly submit myself before you this morning as we come together before you in corporate worship and corporate prayer. And, God, it appears that the praises of the King is arising among us again this morning, God. It's a good thing to give thanks unto you, God, for you are the Most High, God. It's a good thing when men and women bless your name, God, and offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, God, that's with the fruit of our lips, God. It's a good thing, God, that we can bless the Lord at all times, that your praises shall continuously be in our mouths, God. It's a good thing, God, to bless you, God, because when you come in, God, you raise things up, God. Oh, God, situations that are dead, God, things that look like they're impossible, God. When you come in, God, you shift, oh, God, everything that's going on in that situation, in that trial, in that circumstance, or in that environment. God, I just want to say thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, because your glory is here right now, God. Your presence, God, is here right now. And I feel your anointing, God. I feel you pouring out your spirit in me even now, God. I feel you filling up my cup, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, just for today, God. Not for tomorrow, not for next week, God, but an anointing just for today so that I may be able to fulfill the purpose that you have for my life on this day. Lead us and guide us and direct us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, and walk with us all day long, God. And as long as you're with me, God, I'm able to do, God, everything that you put into my hands to do, God. I'm able to speak those things that are not as though they were. I'll be able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me, God. I'll be able to be the head and not the tail, God. If you are with me, God, today, no weapon formed against me shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. If you go, and so, God, we want you to go with us. Hallelujah, God, glory to your wonderful name. We need you to go with us on this day. But God, we don't know what's ahead of us on this day. But the good thing that we know, God, is that you are ahead of us because you are our leader. Not only do you lead us, God, like you did the children of Israel, God, with the pillar of fire and the cloud, oh, God, during the daytime, but, God, you promised in your word that goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. So, God, you are ahead of us and you are before us, God, and you are such a great protector, God, that nothing can creep upon us unawares on the side because, God, you see all and you know all. And so with this confidence, God, we march forward. We push forward. We move forward serving you in the mighty name of Jesus. Help our minds, God. Last night during Bible study, we asked you to transform our minds, understanding that when, oh God, suffering comes about us, when trials and tribulations come upon us, oh God, when we're afflicted, God, we don't have to fret, God. We don't have to be concerned, Lord. We don't have to become fretful because we know, God, that you will work it all out for our good. For and we know that all things work together for the good of those that love God and are the called according to your purpose, God. We know that we are called according to your purpose, and we know that you are, that we belong to you. And so we bless your name, God. We give you glory and honor, God, because we understand that the afflictions of this time, God, cannot compare to the promises, to the victory that you have for us in the mighty name of Jesus. We may be troubled on every side, God, but we're not perplexed, God. We may be cast down, Lord, but we're not forsaken, God. We have victory, God, because you are with us. You are everything that we need and more, so we put our trust in you this day. We may be persecuted, God, but we're not forsaken, God. Oh, God, and so we put our lives in your hands on this day. We don't worry about tomorrow. We don't worry about next week. We don't worry about next month. But, God, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it because you are going to go with us throughout this day. Hear the pleas of your people as we continue to seek your faith. As we seek your faith, God. The songwriter said, you are here in this place. As we seek your face, God, God, you're seeking for those that will worship you in spirit and in truth. That's what you are seeking for. Jesus told that woman at the well that now is the time that you are seeking for those that will worship you in spirit and in truth. Help us to lay down, God, our inconsistencies. God, help us to lay down our irregularities, God. Help us to lay down our casual attitude towards you because we're living in a day and time, oh, God, that people are falling to the wayside day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour. They're falling. There's a great falling away. God, light a fire up under your people, under your remnant right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, as the world waxes more and more evil, God, we need you to fill us some more so that our lights may shine, so that we may share your good news with someone else, God, that they might be saved, that we won't hold on to this promise all for ourselves, God, but we'll be a beacon of light, a beacon of holiness, a beacon of righteousness, God, that the world may see us, God, oh, God, and draw near to us, God, and we may let them know that it's nobody but Jesus that has blessed me and has touched me and that has made a way and that has opened up the door. Nobody but you, God. We can say that and declare that boldly in the mighty name of Jesus. If you walk with us, and if you fill us, and if you breathe into us, and if you continue to protect us, God, we'll bless your name because we will be victorious in every endeavor that comes across us in our lives. We love you, God, this morning, and we thank you for all that you are. We thank you for all that you're doing, and we thank you for all that you're going to do. Bless us on this day. Keep us on this day. Watch over us all day long, and God, help us to celebrate you. Let the praises of our King, let it rise among us even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Glory to your wonderful name. Come on, offer unto God a sacrifice of praise right now in the midst of this prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Offer unto him a praise that he should, that he is worthy of. Hallelujah. As we offer unto him a seed that he can bless us with our harvest throughout this day. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. Glory, God. We love you and we honor you, Lord. We extol your wonderful and your mighty and your great name this day. Thank you, God, for what you have in store for your people. And thank you for what you're going to do in our lives on this day. I bless your name, and I glorify your name, and I thank you for helping us to move forward on this day. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen.